Hello. I got a negative egg on my first shop, but stuff still happened. So what's up? Is Big Mushy, Big Mushy. Consider the following. You're out for a walk. You're hungry. You're looking around. And there's a Big Mushy. In this scenario, you're good at foraging and you know what mushrooms are edible. And you're like, that one is edible. Well, congratulations. In this story, you are the person that I'm talking about right now. Because a woman in England was out for a walk with her family when she saw a 5-kilogram puffball mushroom. She's a big, thick boy.
Like me.
Ugh. Yeah. So she was like, I want that. So she picked it up and took it home and fed her family for a week. Granted, her family is quoted in being like, yeah, we're kind of sick of the mushroom at this point. But hey, free food. Now I looked this up because I was like, is a 5-kilogram puffball mushroom a big deal? And they can get pretty big. Like the biggest one apparently was like 40 something kilograms among the largest of mushies. But apparently when they get that big, they're like no longer edible. So it's pretty awesome that this one was this big and still edible. My favorite tidbit from this story is that apparently one of the things they did with it was like take a vertical slice of it and use that as the crust of a pizza. Da mushy pizza. A couple episodes ago, I talked about a situation in 1993 where police officers in Broward County, Florida were selling crack cocaine at all. But that was 1993. That was a while ago. But now there's two Homeland Security agents who are selling bath salt. Bath salts that were originally evidence that was confiscated from criminals. That they were then like, we could make a profit off of this. Here's the thing. This is like the most understood corruption. Like this is like baby's first corruption. It's like the most run-of-the-mill plot line. Agents were like, oh, I want money. We've got drugs from the evidence. Let's sell that. But they got caught. Here's how it worked. They tapped some dude who was in prison. And they're like, hey, you're going to be our informant now, and you're going to go do, like, above-board operations where you're, like, you know, our mole in drug sales. But also, take this and sell it. So the guy did. He was like, I was pressured by the agents. The agents were arrested, and don't worry, justice is coming for them. They've been charged with a single count of conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance. They made 300 grand. A 26-year-old whistleblower who blew the whistle on OpenAI's copyright infringement has been found dead in his apartment. Sucheer Balaji was a former employee at OpenAI, and he made waves earlier this year when he blew the whistle, saying, hey, they are just violating copyright law left and right. Which we know, but having an employee come out and be like, y'all, like, it's truly ridiculous how much copyright violation is going on. That must have spooked the company a bit. Now, local officials have said that they've determined this to be a suicide, right after we were told that the Boeing whistleblower's death was a suicide. But I don't know. Maybe it truly is just a string of suicidal whistleblowers for national security adjacent corporations. And we should just get used to that and accept it. Accept it. Now, I should say OpenAI has stated that they are big sad to hear about this guy's death. That's what they've said. Right at the same time, they released a video rendering AI model to the public to be able to render video, because that's what we need in the world. For real, we don't know a whole lot more about this, but I just want to say on the topic of AI and like generative AI, what are we getting out of this? Genuinely. Like, the only argument that I've seen is that this is going to automate creativity. To what end? Money? Why? What do we need money for if we can automate everything? AI 100% has a place in modern day, and it has had a place in modern day for quite some time. It's been a thing. It's been a part of our daily lives for the past more than a decade. It's just recently we put a mouth on it, and that had a wow factor that they're now cramming into everything. So, like, I'm not going to say there's no value to anything AI. At the same time, why are we rushing so hard in this one direction with it when we could instead be going any other direction? How many people in this world need access to the ability to generate video at a whim? Is that the best use of our time and energy? This judge hates Onion. A judge stopped the Onion from buying InfoWars. Backing up, InfoWars, Alex Jones' failed media empire. He got really bad by courts after spending like a decade saying that the dead children from the Sandy Hook massacre were paid actors. The families of those dead children took him to court and won to the tune of $1.5 billion. Those families bankrupted InfoWars and then banded together with satirical news publication The Onion to make a bid on the entirety of the InfoWars empire to try to buy it off of Alex Jones during the auction. And their bid was accepted. But then Alex Jones bitched and moaned a lot. And then Elon Musk got involved. And then a judge said no. The judge's actual argument is that there wasn't enough auction-y things that happened here. Like, they should have accepted more bids and gone back and forth more, and that they went too quick to the final offer. Elon Musk's involvement is that they're claiming that Twitter owns every account on Twitter. And so the court can't make Twitter hand over the InfoWars account to The Onion, because that's part of their media empire, is the account. But Twitter says, no, that's our property. Which, I want to be clear, if that's the case, that's Twitter saying they own every account, which means they are responsible for what's published on every account. They're basically saying, no, we're a publisher and this is all our media. Which is wild, because that's the exact thing they're arguing against in every other lawsuit. So, I mean, not that we should be surprised, irony is dead, but still. What does this actually mean for InfoWars? Well, it just means a do-over. There's gonna be another auction, and The Onion is still going to try to buy it. I hope that'll work out. We'll see. They should buy it and make me the new anchor. Lightning round. A US woman was caught in Sydney trying to bring a golden gun through airport security. She's in jail now. After the fall of Assad in Syria, people have been delving into his secretive prisons where he was keeping political prisoners. They also may have found his nudes in his house. Rupert Murdoch, the owner of the Fox News empire, was hoping to give his entire empire to his one ultra-conservative son to continue his legacy, and lost that battle. It's gonna go across multiple of his kids, not all of whom are that messed up. There's someone or a group of people throwing googly eyes on art installations in Oregon. I love you. And then gaming stuff, we got the Witcher 4 trailer. We're gonna play a Siri. It's so freaking hype. Caves of Cud, an old school style roguelike, has finally hit 1.0 after 15 years of development time. Cyberpunk 2077 got a surprise big ol' update. And finally for today, Astrobot won Game of the Year from the Game Awards, upsetting a whole bunch of capital G gamers along the way. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and next day floor installations at competitive prices. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well. Hello, podcasty folk. I'm back. I keep zagging on you. I keep being like, it's the end of the episode. And then I do a little post-episode thingy. Hey, hi, what's up? Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sharing. The future looks really unknowable for me right now, given that TikTok might go away. And even if it doesn't, it really seems like it's taking some irreparable damage right now. So the fact that you are here and listening to me here, it means a ton. Thank you so much. And sharing this to people who you think might enjoy it as well, it'll help quite a bit. You can also help directly by checking out my Patreon, patreon.com/endeavorance, or you can head to merchfrom.dev and pick yourself up some wonderful merch, if I do so say myself. All right. I think that's all I got. You look great today. All right. Bye-bye.